Day 19. Women play a significant part in giving to God's work. Luke 8:3 talks about different women that out of their own resources supported the ministry of the Lord Jesus. A friend of mine, Sandy's best friend, was named Donna, and she's from the Twin City area. One day she had a burden to help a particular ministry among the needy, and she talked to her husband about it, and he did not want to support it. He just says, I don't feel burdened by that. I don't want to support that. I'm not interested in that. I don't want our money going to that. But what she did is she said, okay. And then he said to her, if you want to support it, you go ahead, but you do it with resources you have. And so she determined that there was things that she could do, and one of the things she decided to do was she was always getting a Starbucks on the way to work every day. She worked at Bethel University in the Twin Cities, and she always did a little Starbucks run. And she decided, I'm just going to have coffee at home. I'm going to have coffee at home, and the difference between what I was paying and what I'm paying at home, I'm going to give that to that particular ministry. And she was giving a couple $100 a month to a ministry simply by having her coffee at home instead of through the drive-through. Significant work. Sometimes women will say to me, well, Brian, you're talking about giving, but you don't understand. My husband won't let me give. My husband won't allow me to give. And I always tell women, well, do you have any resources that you have freedom over? Do you have freedom over? Might be birthday money, might be Christmas money, might be grocery money, might be, your own income, whatever it is. I said, don't worry about the big picture. Worry about being generous for whatever you have control over. Learn to be a giver. Mark 14:3, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. It was worth a year's wages. Made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. Extravagant giving. This woman took, what's a year's wages for you? I don't know what that is. But this woman took that and poured that out upon the Lord Jesus, gave generously, gave extravagantly. And sometimes God calls us to extravagant giving. One of the most wonderful stories I know about a woman giving was, it was actually a young girl, and she gave all she had. The story's a true story. The missionary in this story is named John Bechtel. He was a missionary with the Christian Missionary Alliance in Hong Kong for a number of years. John Bechtel had a burden for starting a camp to reach young people for Christ in Hong Kong. If you know anything about Hong Kong, the real estate there is tremendously expensive. I mean, just unbelievable. You cannot even imagine. 15 years ago, one square foot of real estate was worth $10,000. One square foot in Hong Kong. And John had a burden and a desire to start a camp. And he found out about a resort, a hotel and a resort conference center that had gone bankrupt. And it was going to be a real steal because it was only several million dollars. I think it was originally, valued at 30 or 40 million or something. And he was going to get it for several million. And he was so excited because, the land just doesn't become available in Hong Kong very easily. And so he made an offer on the property and he came back to America and he talked to people about supporting this. And they said, wow, that's great. That's wonderful. We're going to pray for you. And we know God's going to help you. But you know what? Nobody gave. They all said they'd pray. They all said they would think about it. They all said they would talk about it. I was once on a fundraising trip like that and talked to 25 people about a funding effort, and 24 of them said, no, we're not interested. One guy did help, and I thank God for him. But I understand what John Bechtel went through, and so he got back to Hong Kong. He's pretty discouraged because the closing was coming up, and he didn't have any money. He didn't get $1. And he's got a closing coming up on this $40 million property that he can get for several million dollars, and he's discouraged. He doesn't know what he's going to do. And he gets back to Hong Kong, and he gets a letter from a little girl, and she says, dear Mr. Bechtel, I understand that you want to get a camp for children in Hong Kong, so I want to give you all my money so you can buy that camp. And in that letter, she taped four quarters. It was $1. $1. And this little girl had taped that in the letter, all of her money, and Mr. Bechtel wants you to buy this camp. The people call him about the closing, and they said, Mr. Bechtel, do you have all of your money? And his answer was, yes, I have all my money. He didn't tell them all of his money was $1. But that's what he had. So he scheduled the closing. He thought maybe God was going to come through at the midnight hour and at the last second, at the last moment, at the last minute, and somehow provide. Maybe the money was going to get wired. So he scheduled the closing and he waited and he watched the wire and he checked the bank and checked the mail and nothing ever came. And so on the day of the closing, he goes to meet with his board of directors, and at the closing, those that were representing the board, and he's got his letter from this little girl with the four quarters. So they said to him at the closing table, "Mr. Bechtel, do you have all of your money?" And he says, "Yes, I do. It's right here." And he holds up his letter, and they feel led to see it, and they see the letter, and they look at it, and they say, "Mr. Bechtel, are you serious? Is this a game? Are you playing with us?" He said, "No, I'm not playing with you. It's all the money I have. This little girl gave me a dollar and told me to buy the camp for children in Hong Kong. So, Mr. Bechtel, we'd like you to leave the room, please. This isn't what we're expecting, Mr. Bechtel. We're expecting several million dollars on the table, not a little letter from a girl with a dollar taped to it." And they had him leave the room. For about a half hour, he sat outside, and finally they called him back in. And they say, "Mr. Bechtel, we want you to know that we are considering this deal done, and we are accepting this letter and this little girl's $1 as payment in full for this camp." Because the little girl said, "Buy the camp for the children in Hong Kong." And they signed the papers. And John Bechtel was the owner of a multi-million dollar camp and conference center. And within several years, that particular camp had over 100,000 people come through its doors. Over 10,000 people came to Christ. And it was the generosity of a little girl who sent a dollar to John Bechtel in Hong Kong to buy a camp. There's no telling what God's going to do with your willingness to be generous. When you step up to the plate with whatever it is you have, and whoever you are, whether you're a woman, whether you're a child, whether you have much, whether you have little, we don't know what God's going to do. But there was a little boy one time with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and that was enough for Jesus to feed 15,000, 5,000 men. And if there were 5,000 men in the church service, there were certainly at least another 10,000 women and children somewhere on the grounds. But don't ever underestimate what God can do with people that are willing to be generous with whatever they have.